Wisconsin has referred 6 active investigations of coronavirus to the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. That's according to the State Department of Health Services. It says one test has come back negative, the other results are pending. 2019 coronavirus has sickened roughly 1,000 people and has contributed to at least 80 deaths in China. WUWM's Olivia Richardson reports on how Wisconsin is planning for possible cases here.
The State Department of Health Services says the cases referred to the CDC come from sites around Wisconsin. The department would not release specific locations. DHS officials said yesterday afternoon that they expect more cases to be reported by doctors and individuals. But Dr. Ryan Westergaard says they don't necessarily think tests will be positive.
Cases of the virus being transmitted from person to person have been reported outside the United States, but so far there's not been any case of person-to-person transmission in the United States.
Symptoms of coronavirus include fever, cough, shortness of breath, and lower respiratory infection. They can appear within a day of being infected or up to 2 weeks later. Westergaard says people with those symptoms who recently traveled to or near Wuhan City in China should stay isolated from others and call the doctor to ask whether to go into the office for a visit. Respiratory disease epidemiologist Ton Hoppet says the coronavirus doesn't have perfectly distinct symptoms. He says they can be similar to what people experience with influenza or other viruses.
That's why it's so important that we get a travel history from these people as quickly as possible to try to put the connection together epidemiologically to make sure that they are tested.
The Department of Health Services says in order for people to protect themselves from the virus or stop its spread, they should wash their hands and cover their mouths when sneezing and coughing. If someone is caring for a person who's showing signs that they might be sick with coronavirus, they can wear a surgical mask for additional protection. The DHS says no Wisconsin airports are screening travelers at this time. Screenings are taking place at larger airports like Chicago, New York, and Los Angeles. There, people who traveled from the Wuhan area are being given information on how to identify whether they have the virus. Epidemiologist Ton Hoppet says it appears that kind of outreach has been successful.
Most of the cases statewide and countrywide have been people who are self-monitoring, who come down with some symptoms and have made calls before they go in to see their health care provider. I think that has been working.
State health officials also point out that coronavirus isn't rare. They say seasonal coronavirus activity typically increases in Wisconsin this time of year, along with influenza and other respiratory viruses. But attention is heightened in this outbreak because it is a novel or new form of virus. Olivia Richardson, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.